It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Microsoft dives headfirst into the internet, video, and voice market.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. A big buyout's been announced this morning that's making a whole lot of waves in the tech world. Software giant Microsoft is buying internet phone network Skype for $8.5 billion. It's the biggest pickup for Microsoft in the company's 36-year history. Marketplace's David Gura is with us live from Washington. He has more on what Microsoft is going to get in the deal. Good morning, David.
Hey, Steve.
It's all right. What's Microsoft get in this deal?
Well, the company's been trying to get back on its feet. Over the past few years, it's ceded some ground to competitors, including Google and Apple. With Skype, you can chat and make phone calls over the internet. Now, Google has Google Voice, Apple has FaceTime, and till today, Microsoft wasn't in the game. The company's CEO, Steve Ballmer, just said that people will, quote, move beyond email and text to richer experiences in the future. I asked technology analyst Chris Brower to explain that.
It's not so much about what Skype used to be as what Skype is going to be in a few years' time, and that's really down to how well Microsoft manages this acquisition.
Brower told me he thinks Microsoft will integrate Skype technology into its software and search engine, Steve, and also to its video game console and mobile phones, too.
All right, so hasn't, David, Skype been down this road before?
That's right. eBay bought the company in 2005, but that deal didn't turn out the way the online auction site had hoped. For the last year or so, there have been lots of rumors about Skype's future. A list of potential suitors included Cisco and Facebook. Now, I should stress, Skype is not profitable. Last year, it lost about $7 million. But it's been around for a while now, Steve, since 2003. And today, that's more than 650 million users around the world.
Wow. All right. Marketplace's David Gura in Washington. David, thank you for the update.
Thanks, Steve.
Let's do the numbers. Well, Microsoft stock is down about 1.5% right now, but a lot of stocks are up right now. The Dow is higher, 50 points, 12,735, up about 0.5%. European shares are higher by 1% or more. We got a report that businesses are building inventories to their highest levels in more than 2 years. The Labor Department is out today with a report. It's look at the price of imported goods. No surprise, we paid more for things like food and gasoline. China today reported a hefty trade surplus for April. The country manufactured and shipped more of its goods around the world while importing a bit less. Now, that's pointing to strong global demand for Chinese products, but there are also some other factors playing into those numbers. Gareth Leather is with the Economist Intelligence Unit, and he's with us now from London. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
How much of this has to do with the fact that China is keeping its currency values down?
Certainly it's got something to do with it, but if you take April's figures, but for the first 4 months as a whole, you've actually seen China's trade surplus fall compared with previous years. And so from the Chinese perspective, they can certainly kind of point to this fact when they're having discussions with the Americans about the value of their currency, but certainly the fact that China does run arguably an undervalued currency has something to do with the size of China's trade surplus.
I want to talk about those talks that you were speaking of between U.S. and Chinese officials in Washington. How is this news going to affect what's being said there?
I mean, it's obviously not good timing for the Chinese that they'd have been hoping, you know, ideally for the trade surplus to be a lot fuller or possibly free or there even to be a deficit as there has been for the first quarter of the year. So it's not ideal timing, but I think that the Chinese and also the Americans recognize that 1 month's worth of data can be quite volatile, and it's important to not to read too much into just 1 month's figures.
Gareth Leather at the Economist Intelligence Unit, thank you so much.
Pleasure, thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by IBM, working to help mid-sized businesses become the engines of a smarter planet. Learn more at ibm.com/engines. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Well, we're coming up on graduation season, which means all the business plan competitions are going on at the nation's business schools. From Harvard to Rice to the University of Chicago, teams of student entrepreneurs have been honing their elevator pitches. MIT holds its final round tomorrow. From the entrepreneurship desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman has the story.
This year, for the first time, contestants in MIT's pitch competition were able to submit their startup ideas not just on paper and in person, but also in 60-second videos on YouTube. MBA student Kurosh Kagazian is running the contest.
It's really important for startups that have limited resources to be able to use social media platforms to sort of promote their products or services, to recruit talent, or raise funding.
YouTube opened up this year's field beyond the elite East Coast MBA network of MIT, Harvard, Wharton, and the like. Video pitches came from Georgia Tech, the University of Utah, also Taiwan, Cameroon, India, and Pakistan. Kagazian says there's an art to this 60-second elevator pitch. It's got three key ingredients, and we'll mash up some of the YouTube videos to demonstrate. First, there's the problem.
Everyone produces earwax, but for 35 million Americans, their wax buildup is so large that it plugs the ear canal, causing symptoms such as hearing loss and ringing in their ears.
We provide access to high-end exotic automobiles for a fraction of the cost of ownership.
Holy crap. 2.5 billion people lack access to adequate sanitation in the developing world.
Next ingredient, how your solution works in the marketplace.
With our patent-pending earwax removal system, nurses can see into the ear canal while injecting water, thus avoiding complications like
second-by-second, tenth-of-a-page resolution analytics about
banana fiber.
Banana fiber. Okay. Finally, no elevator pitch is complete without a closer, something catchy to seal the deal.
And we're going to revolutionize education.
Help us as we turn shit into gold.
No messy cleanup. It's quicker, it's safer, it's easier.
That last pitch you heard, by the way, for Clear Ear, the earwax removal startup, it won the beauty contest on YouTube. Tomorrow night, its student team from MIT and Stanford will compete against a dozen other finalists for MIT's $100,000 prize. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Check out all the YouTube videos submitted for this year's MIT Elevator Pitch Contest at our website, marketplace.org. Finally, Coca-Cola is celebrating its 125th anniversary this year, and in its hometown of Atlanta, Georgia, it's illuminating a giant electronic thank you card at its headquarters. The e-card is the largest of its kind in the world. It's a 20-minute loop that runs over and over again. It's 26 stories high. You can see it from miles and miles away. They probably didn't pick that card up at the Hallmark shop, I can tell you that. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. On Twitter at Marketplace Radio and online at marketplace.org, this is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
England is said to be the most watched society in the world. 7,000 cameras in London alone. Kind of makes dodging a traffic ticket tough.
I don't think people like the idea of vehicles driving around with a camera recording them.
Big Brother actually is watching. I'm Kai Rizdahl. That story, the day's business news, and the numbers from Wall Street next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.